Good morning, everyone.
It's time for Michigan Sports Talk Morning Show, broadcasting live all across the state of Michigan and Northwest Ohio. This is X's and Bros.
How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Here's your host, Anthony Bellino.
Rise and shine, folks. Welcome back here. Hour number two, X's and Bros in the Michigan Sports Network. Great to be with you, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. From Traverse City to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City, we say good morning to you. We welcome you, thank you, appreciate you, and of course, encourage you. Join the show at any time. Text the keyword sports radio. Send that to 21,000 sports radio to 21,000. Hey, you guys want some good news?
Bring it.
All right. Well, according to Wall Street, the U.S. housing market is going to see the second biggest home price decline since the Great Depression. So many in the financial world are expecting, the gates of opportunity to open up. Now, I talked to somebody last night who just closed on a condominium, apartment, whatever you want to call it, a townhome. Out west, their mortgage rate is going to be in the 7th percentile. So that is that's going to be a little disturbing. 7%. That's high. I mean, that takes you all the way back to like I want to say almost like the 80s. But that is good news for all the first time home buyers. This is welcome. The floodgates are opening now. That also means that you'll see some bigger companies start to poach some of the single family housing, but at the same time, like it's gonna open up some opportunities. So that is some good news. You want some bad news?
Not exactly, but why not?
Okay, well, North Korea has decided to launch their fifth quote unquote test as they launched a missile over Japan, the fifth time in 10 days that they have done something.
Yeah, not good. Saw that the longest missile launch that they have had to date so far. Not the best news with what is also going on that side of the world.
Now, did you see the big choo-choo train that is rolling along in Russia right now? They have allegedly mobilized a train, and on this train convoy, allegedly the group that is assigned to the nuclear armament of the Russian military, they have munitions on board on this train. Where that train is going, it looks like they're going to try to do some sort of nuclear test. That might be, you're not supposed to do that anymore, but they're not listening to anything. If you stay up to date on some of the quote-unquote war crimes, they're not playing by any of the conventional.
Speaking of that, did you know, like, in the 50s and 60s that, like, blowing up nuclear warheads was, like, an attraction in Vegas?
I did not know that.
Yeah, but you could, they would literally, like, you would pay whatever money, and they would take a group out to the middle of the desert, and they would blow up a bomb.
Really?
Yes. I just, saw it on, Interesting History or something.
Hmm. Very, 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 very interesting that man. You have that. You have that, so that's really.
I don't know what are they thinking over there? I don't know what. What is North Korea just out of nowhere doing this?
They've been doing this for a few years.
Well, they've been testing, right? But
things were quiet for a little while with North Korea. They were a little bit settled down, but I think that the international community, their response, which has been basically just in arms and in finances, their response to the fighting in Ukraine has really had other countries are kind of just taking notice of what's going on here. That's why you had, you know, Armenia and Azerbaijan recently, Iran and Iraq. The Iranian government putting down some protests. They had a young woman who took off her hijab that was beaten to death, and that has sparked protests. They're firing live munitions into protesters, by the way. We don't have that happen here. We throw tear gas, but they actually just shoot people over there. But I think that, you know, if you're China, you're looking at the response from the West. Their eyes are on Taiwan. This is, you know, Russia just kind of opened the door, and everybody else is just kind of looking, waiting and seeing what kind of response is there. Because without any physical troops that have mobilized from the West, you feel pretty confident that, yeah, nobody's going to do anything. You know, they can give you as much money as they want, but hey, Taiwan's a pretty tough island, but Chinese got a, they've got quite the military. And if you saw their promotional video, their 2.5 minute spot, if you will, on their military, it's pretty concerning. It's all concerning. And I think that, you know, over here, we're just so lucky to have two giant oceans that isolate us from the rest of the world and all of their problems. But it is a, I would say it's growing concern. We have a lot of distractions here, sports being one of them, which is what we do on a daily basis. So I will stick to that. I will try to get back to that. But yeah, we've got plenty of distractions to keep us our attention diverted elsewhere. When we can argue as much as we want about Aaron Glenn, but there are much bigger issues globally than who the Lions defensive coordinator is and why they're surrendering 35.3 points per game. All right, what else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
Nah, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
All right, huge news. We had a couple of teams in action last night, which is always fun, always enjoyable. If you're watching Valley Sports, the main channel, you were watching the Tigers beat the Seattle Mariners, so congratulations for them. 9-1 in their last 10 games. They won 4-3 over the Mariners. The Detroit Red Wings fell 3-2 to the Pittsburgh Penguins last night. Really fun game. If you are into the pace of the overall game, you felt pretty good. You know, Detroit didn't score until the third period, so that was a, you know, the game was already 3-0 going into the third. But I thought all in all, what we saw from the Red Wings last night was it was decent. It really was. I mean, Dylan Larkin got 20 shifts last night, which seemed like kind of a lot. I wasn't necessarily expecting him to get that much time out on the ice, but they're starting to get their everyday guys kind of up and going. And that's kind of a fun sign as we move forward and get into get closer and closer to the actual beginning of the season for the Red Wings. I'm still very interested in Elmer and how he fits in. You know, yesterday's lineup for the Wings was a lot more of the, hey, this could be potentially, this is going to be our lineup going forward. Zadina was out there, Varana, Valeno, Suter, Raymond, Rasmussen, Larkin, Kubalek, Ernie, Bertuzzi. Where does, you know, guy like Soderblom, where does he fit in? Because I really like, I've been very encouraged by what we've seen out of him thus far after quote-unquote training camp and then into the preseason training camp, all of like, what, 3 practices for them. So still very interesting. Maybe we can do enough here on this program to get training camp to be more than just a weekend in Traverse City for the Cherry Festival, right? The Miami Dolphins say that quarterback Tua Tagovailoa has been ruled out for Week 5 against the New York Jets. This is an easy no-brainer call. No pun intended. Sorry, poor word choice there. But look, after the 27-15 loss to the Cincinnati Bengals.
Boo.
Yeah, it's I don't know what you're booing, but either way.
I was booing your word choice. Just
I know.
Kidding,
I didn't.
You.
It just. Sorry, that was bad. That was bad. This is hello, Captain Obvious. There's no way he should be out there on the field. The Minnesota Vikings rookie safety Lewis Cine undergoes his first of 2 procedures on his fractured left leg. The bone did puncture through the skin. He's actually going to stay in London, did that for the surgery, and then is going to be there for a couple of weeks and then make his way back here to the States. Ben Simmons makes his Brooklyn Nets debut. I'm just thankful to be out here to step on the floor. Well, good for you, Ben. That's a positive. Whatever you were going through, glad to see you made it through. Tyler Herro agreed to a 4-year, $130 million extension for the Miami Heat. The Cleveland Cavaliers forward Evan Mobley is going to miss 1 to 2 weeks with an ankle sprain. So that's going on there. The NHL is going to be debuting digitally enhanced dasher boards for all their games on television this year. So we're going to see rotating ads there. And that's what we have for the headlines. We're going to step aside. We'll be right back. We've got, oh, man, text messages are starting to flow in. There we go. Get you our college football scoreboard, Lions trivia, and more, plus Wes Reynolds from VSIN. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Attention BetMGM customers. Have a friend who loves sports as much as you do? Well, here's a chance for both of you to earn $50 bonuses when you sign up through the BetMGM Refer a Friend program. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Just sign in your BetMGM account and click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up and makes a deposit, they'll receive a $50 bonus. And once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the wager is settled, you'll receive a $50 bonus as well. Share the excitement and get a $50 bonus every time you refer a friend to BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit. Site credits expire in 30 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's a fact. Some vehicles just work harder than others. That's why Dorman offers not one, not two, but three lines of chassis parts designed specifically for your situation. From control arms to bushings, from sway bars to tie rods, Dorman chassis parts are high performance, corrosion resistant, and guaranteed to provide long service life. That's Dorman chassis parts. Available at your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts stores. Thanks again for shopping locally. Auto Value. Where service is the difference. We get it.
You're listening to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Can't call in? Text us using the keyword sports radio and send it to 21000 or tweet us at XB Mornings. Now back to Danny Cahalan, Ryan Elke, and Anthony Bellino.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. It's hour two, it's segment two, which means time for a little Detroit Lions trivia. Oh man, this is you guys got a softball here. Piece of cake on this one. You guys ready? This will be a quick one. What Pro Football Hall of Fame member was the Lions' primary starting quarterback during the team's dominant decade of the 1950s?
I'm honestly drawing a blank, Ryan. Can you give me some help? Bobby Lane. I lost it for a second.
That's all right.
I lost it for a second.
Sometimes when it seems like it's right there, I was like, yeah, our resident Lions historian, Daniel Cahalan, was not going to miss that.
The curse is still alive, though.
Curse of Bobby Lane. Woo. All right, let's get the New York Scott. He's on the phone. He probably wants to talk about his G-Man. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Hey, morning, brother. I just got back from New York, so I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys this morning?
You know, I wondered where the hell you were at. I was like, man, we haven't heard from Scott. I hope he's okay. You know, the Dallas loss, I was like, come on, you got to beat the Cowboys. But then you go and beat up on the Bears, doing us a favor here. Team's 3-1 in the first quarter of the season. You got to be feeling good about what's going on there. And you did that having to run the Wildcat the last 7 minutes of the game because both your quarterbacks got knocked out. And Kenny Golladay is a bum.
I know all the things against us, and we're still 3-1 in September. I would say, you know, it's a miracle, but yeah, crazy. So, hey, fun trivia for you. We did trivia. Who are the three teams that are above 700 wins in the NFL?
Oh shoot, who's been around the longest? Three teams that are above 700 victories in the National Football League. The Giants got to be up there. because why else would you bring this stat up? So that's just that. That's of course. Yeah, that's just like some logical thinking there. So if the Giants are up there, who else has been around for 100 billion years?
Pittsburgh?
Ooh, Pittsburgh's a good guess. Oh, no. Wow.
Oh, I like your animation better.
Oh, thanks. Well, you know, you did a good job. I thought your voiceover work there was pretty good.
The Packers?
Yeah, the Packers.
Or the Bears. The Packers.
And the Bears. There you go. It's the Bears, the Packers, and the Giants in that order. I had no idea the Bears were that high. No, that was just a fun little thing that I learned while we got the game. They give you all the little stats and all the little tidbits, you know? Great game. Yeah, the Dallas game made me so sick. I guess I caught the flu, and then I immediately from there went to New York. So I was like, yeah, I wasn't going to call. I was laid up in bed for about 2 days. I thought I had COVID, but tests were negative. It's just the flu, so what do you know? Yeah, kind of crazy. You know, it was great. Went to New York City, and I wanted to retort. I jumped on the line. You guys were really beating up on the Sparties fans. Is everyone turning against them that quick? I mean, what's going on in Spartanland, man?
Deep water. Everybody's drowning. That's what happens when you go into the deep end. You don't bring your floaties. You start to try to suck you down and drown you. That's what happens. Yeah, you know, a little adversity, and Mel Tucker's like, don't sell your tickets.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. It's like, I mean, once again, maybe I'm speaking at a turn. I'm not trying to throw stones. I didn't think they were really that good for years and years and years. Why the sudden heartache? Because they had one good season, and now they thought they were, like, going to win a championship? Is that, like, the expectation was too high?
Some people on Twitter, yeah, that's exactly what they thought was going to happen. They didn't look at the roster. They just said, oh, this is the new normal.
Yeah, it's like
New York Scott's the guy you meet the deli that's just throwing shade. You're just catching strays in there the whole time.
Yeah, get out of here. What are you talking about? Now I lost my train. You know, the only thing I'd like to, you know, every win from here is a blessing. It's like the Giants, I'm a realistic fan. I don't expect us to win these games, but when we do, I'm happy. When we don't, I'm like, hey, yeah, that's the Giants, right? You know? I would say, man, I feel so bad for the Lions' defense. It's like, what's going on here? You got the most points in the league, beating the Chiefs, beating the Ravens are the next two competitors for the most points scored, and your defense can't stop. Your defense couldn't stop the Spartans. That's how bad your defense is playing. I don't even know what's going on in Detroit. They had a good defense last year, and all of a sudden now they got a high-powered offense and no defense. Like, I can't understand these guys. It's like I want them to win. I want the town to be happy and people to be a little bit more cordial when you're walking around, get the head out of the dumps. But it's just kind of hard when you can't stop anybody out there. It's quite disappointing. Maybe they'll keep that going for the Giants game. Maybe that'll be a sign that the Giants will beat them this year. So, but anyways, man, just good catching up with you guys. Appreciate you guys, all you that you do. Go Giants. 3-1 in September. I couldn't have bet. I wouldn't have bet anything on that, actually. But blessed to be here. And you guys take it easy, man. I'll call you later this week.
Oh, Scott, enjoy it, man. I'm happy for you. I am. I'm happy for people.
Pure
like
jubilation in his voice right there.
Can you hear that?
At 3-1, he's laughing at us. That's what he's doing. It's a little bit of both.
I don't want to say this, but I'm going to. Right? They got to go to Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, take on the Packers this week. You beat the Bears, you beat the Panthers, you beat the Titans, right? The Titans win kind of set the table for Tennessee. Like, whoa, wait a minute now. What's going on in Tennessee? Their window is closed. Their one loss is against a team that's actually halfway decent. My question is, what does Dallas do now? So we got three wins, but, you know, three powder puffs. If we played the Washington Commanders every week, we'd be 17-0, Scott, and we'd be able to shut somebody down too. But unfortunately, we cannot. The quarterback situation there in Dallas is about to get real. Can you bench Cooper Rush?
Never. Hello, Tom Brady 2.0.
I mean,
Drew Bledsoe,
I don't want to go that far.
Prescott. Like, hey, numbers don't lie. 4-0, 1,000 winning percentage.
It's that's like really. Well, you know, Cooper Rush, a quarterback battle just means that everybody's playing well, and that's a good thing. Okay, Jerry, but I'm just saying, like, that guy hasn't lost. I don't know, like, Dak kind of take your time. Is he about to get Wally pipped? My goodness. All right, college football scoreboard time. Yeah, we missed this yesterday. We got all caught up. Week number 5. Let's go into the top 25 first. BYU beat Utah State. 38-26, nothing really special there. UCLA upset special at home, 40-32 over number 15, Washington. Number one, Georgia, survived a scare, outscoring Missouri 14-3 in the fourth quarter. They won 26-22. Alabama, they rolled Arkansas, the number two team in the country, 49-26. Clemson beat NC State 30-20. Maybe that'll quiet some things down there in the ACC. USC put 42 on Arizona State, 42-25. Trojans are a winner, remain undefeated. Ole Miss top Kentucky, 22-19. Oklahoma State went on the road and beat Baylor, 36-25. Penn State, a 17-7 win against Northwestern. Northwestern actually played them relatively tough in that football game. Utah, number 12 in the country, they beat the Oregon State Beavers, 42-16. Oregon, number 13 in the country, 45-27 winners over Stanford. Texas A&M lost on the road to Mississippi State, 42-24. What's going on at Texas A&M? They spent all that money for those players, and they can't win any football games? Come on now. TCU upset number 18, Oklahoma, 55-24, typical Big 12 game. Purdue, they upset number 21, Minnesota, 20-10. On the road there in Minnesota. Wake Forest beats Florida State because why? I can't have anything nice. 31-21 Demon Deacons, a winner. Georgia Tech beat Pittsburgh 26-21. And K-State 37-28 winners over Texas Tech. So that's a look at what went on in the top 25. Now over to the Big Ten because we skipped out on those games. There's only three ranked teams anyways. Ohio State rolled Rutgers 49-10. What a debacle Rutgers is. Michigan handles business on the road. The number four team in the country, 27-14 over Iowa. Maryland beats Michigan State 27-13. Number 11, Penn State over Northwestern, 17-7. Already mentioned that. Illinois over Wisconsin, 34-10. Wisconsin fired their coach. And Nebraska beat Indiana 35-21. Congratulations to Nebraska on winning a football game. Those are few and far between. And then in the Mid-American Conference, Eastern Michigan beats UMass 20-13. Ball State over Northern Illinois in double overtime, 44-38. BG beat Akron at Akron, 31-28. Buffalo over Miami, 24-20. Kent State a winner at home in OT against Ohio, 31-24. Western Michigan beat New Hampshire, 44-7. And the big one for a lot of the marbles, the Toledo Rockets, 38-17 winners over Central Michigan, and the Chippewas inside the glass wall jumped out to a 31-3 lead at halftime. That was a very long football game, indeed. We could chill out on the TV timeouts and the reviews and the flags. We'll step aside. Wes Reynolds from VSiN joins us next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.